The number of web surfing drivers has nearly doubled in the past 4 years. This is an alarming story. It's about 1 in 4 now, according to a new State Farm survey. And joining us is Greg Fitch, a senior research associate at the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute. Greg, good morning. Nice to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks a lot for inviting me.
It's alarming here. We're talking about people who are sending and receiving text messages. So they're either, you know, trying to type them out or read them. And we understand that nearly 5 seconds pass in time that you are distracted, your eyes off the focus of the road as a result of that. It's bad out there, but it's amazing. It's not even worse when you think of that.
Yeah, I mean, it speaks to people's strong desire, this innate desire to constantly connect with people. It's whether you're a young teenager or an elderly adult, we all feel this need to reach out and connect, whether it's with text messages or just to seek for information online. And it's not a surprise to me that we're seeing the amount of texting and browsing rapidly increasing as we move into a connected world.
Were you surprised that it wasn't just young teen drivers doing it?
Not at all. And in fact, we've been studying driver behavior at the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute for quite some time using video cameras in their own in people's own vehicles. So what we'll do is we'll take video cameras and a suite of electronic sensors and put them in people's own cars and watch them drive around for a couple weeks to even a year. And when we do this, we get to see in the form of an instant replay what happens in the seconds leading up to a crash or what we call a near crash, where you're seeing the circumstances of a crash unfolding, but at that last second, someone slams on the brakes and avoids contact. So what we see is certain activities, time and time again, lead to this increased risk of what we call a safety critical event. And the commonality is taking your eyes off the road, right? So whether it's putting on makeup, eating, dialing a cell phone, reaching for a cell phone, or texting or browsing, all these things involve taking your eyes off the road for an extended period of time. Now you go talk about texting where it's, 5 seconds, it's like, okay, I don't even understand why it's such a risk. That's really what we've learned from our research.
Now your research is illuminating here. It tells us that this problem is far more widespread and apparently is getting worse almost every day as more and more people feel that, as you say, need to be connected constantly. Anything in this research suggest to you there might be a solution out there?
Yeah, so we've been doing this, what we call naturalistic driving research, for over a decade now. And we have seen texting and browsing increase in its predominance, okay? So it's definitely on the rise. But one of the solutions here is that we see that certain secondary, what we call secondary activities, but things that people do behind the wheel that involve keeping their eyes on the road don't increase their risk. And so the solution from I'm a human factors engineer. So a solution from my standpoint is let's engineer out all the things that people do behind the wheel that take their eyes off the road.
Wow.
So you think about voice texting and hands-free calls. All these technologies are designed to allow people to continue to communicate, so meet that innate desire. No matter how much you regulate it and make it illegal, people have this strong desire to connect. They're going to do it anyway.
If we learn this lesson, it seems to be happening the hard way for us, that's for sure.
Yeah, so if you can take out all the subtasks, all the activities that people do with their technology that take their eyes off the road and allow them to keep their eyes on the road and the hands on the wheel, we'll get out of this.
All right, Greg. Great research. Thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations to Virginia Tech on the work.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Greg Fitch, Senior Research Associate at the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.